AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Golf legend Tiger Woods remains hospitalized following surgery on his right leg, broken in several places in a rollover crash that he had yesterday on a steep road in suburban Los Angeles. The AP's Ed Donahue reports Woods' pro career may be over.
L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says they will look into whether speed was a factor, but there were no indications of drugs or alcohol.
This is what it is, an accident.
Woods shattered bones in his lower leg. Some of the fractures went through the skin. Dr. Michael Gardner at Stanford Medical says, unfortunately,
it's very, very unlikely that he returns to be a professional golfer.
Fellow golfer Rory McIlroy says for Tiger Woods, golf shouldn't be on the map right now. He's alive.
I mean, he's not Superman. You know what I mean? He's not like, you know, he's a human being at the end of the day, and, you know, he's already been through so much.
Tiger Woods was rehabbing from back surgery before the crash. I'm Ed Donahue.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says U.S. troops are part of the effort to vaccinate people in California.
We're in the business of protecting Americans and saving lives, and they feel really good about what they've been doing.
Austin says the military is also working to provide the information needed for reluctant troops to agree to the coronavirus vaccinations. California is the first state to have 50,000 deaths in the pandemic. Los Angeles County reporting another 806 deaths in cases that dated from early December to early this month. The impact of last week's snowstorm, bitter cold, and massive power outage still being felt in Houston and other parts of Texas. Thousands are turning to food banks and other organizations in order to eat. Houston Fire Chief Samuel Pena.
Right now there are people in need, as you can see. There's more, the line is more than a mile long of people needing food. And this is where the need is, and this is where we're going to be.
President Biden will visit the city Friday. This is AP News. Louis DeJoy, named Postmaster General by former President Trump, testified before a House committee today about the Postal Service's massive delays during the holidays.
We must acknowledge that during this peak season, we fell far short of meeting our service targets. Too many Americans were left waiting for weeks for important deliveries of mail and package.
President Biden has nominated three Democrats to open seats on the Postal Service's board of directors. A federal judge dismisses drunk driving and reckless driving charges against rocker Bruce Springsteen, who then paid a fine for consuming alcohol in a closed federal area, namely the Gateway National Recreation Area in New Jersey. After his arrest in November, his breath test registered 0.02. That's a quarter of the legal limit. News of the arrest broke after the Super Bowl, and a Jeep ad featuring Springsteen shown during the game was shelved, but will now be back on TV and online. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.